News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm with Russell Marshall, the president and CEO of First Victoria National Bank and FVNB Corp. He's going to share with us about Prosperity Bank's announcement that it's buying First Victoria National Bank and discuss some of the local implications that that means. So this is pretty exciting news for you, huh?
Yes, ma'am. A merger of the oldest independent bank in Texas, which is First Victoria National Bank, the second largest and one of the most successful banking franchises headquartered in Texas, which is Prosperity Bank shares. So, it's a great opportunity for both companies.
So when you say merger, are the names going to be hyphenated or is one completely taking
no, ma'am.
Over the other?
All the current First Victoria locations will be rebranded Prosperity after close. And that close will probably take place in the fourth quarter of 2013. It'll take about 4 to 5 months for us to get regulatory approval to close the deal. And we'll also have to have shareholder approval as well. We'll probably have a shareholders meeting sometime late third quarter, or possibly September.
How much is the purchase worth?
The purchase is worth today somewhere around $374 million. The consideration was paid 75% in stock, 25% in cash. The stock consideration was 5,570,818 shares of Prosperity Common Stock, plus $91.25 million in cash for all the outstanding shares of FVNB Corp.
And how long has this deal been in the making, please?
You know, we've been discussing this really since about March. There've been some offers, a couple of offers that were initially turned down, and then probably in early to mid-May, Prosperity made an offer that was that really showed their commitment to wanting our franchise and our people, and looks like it's going to be the highest multiple paid for any bank in the nation, probably in the last 5 years.
Okay. News Talk 1620 WTAW. What changes will we see?
Probably the changes that you'll see, the most noticeable, after close, the First Victoria signs will come down and Prosperity signs will go up on our branch. Those will be the most notable. And that'll probably be in the Bryan College Station. That'll probably be the main changes that you see. We may have between Prosperity and First Victoria some redundant branches. By that, I mean branches that are right across the street from each other. And we may move employees from one location to the other, just for consolidation's sake. But for the most part, those decisions haven't been made yet. But other than that, you know, expect to see the same First Victoria faces, with a new lapel pin on that says Prosperity. One of the things that David Zalman, who's chairman of Prosperity Bank, said is that the value in our franchise is our people and our customer-facing people. You'll see those folks, a lot of those folks stay in place.
Yes, please tell me some of the ways that this merger will benefit your clients.
Oh, well, probably the biggest way that it'll benefit our clients. You know, First Victoria, we were growing our footprint. We had 34 locations across South Central Texas. But as you know, Prosperity Bank has over 200 branches across Texas and into Oklahoma. So this gives all of our customers that bank with us many more places to do business with us, especially when they're traveling on business and need access to ATMs and things like that. They'll just have, again, so many more different locations to access the bank through.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you feel is important or that you'd like people to know?
Again, I think one of the key things in this, and Mr. Zalman said this, and I want to reiterate it, of how valuable our people is. Like David said, we have locations in the same areas and the same markets that First Victoria does. The big difference is in the people. Again, like I said, want to make sure that you realize that the same bright, shiny faces will be there to serve you with the same level of customer service that you've been accustomed to in banking with First Victoria.
And will people who have been your customers, I'm sorry, I just thought of this too, if they are into the internet banking options, are they going to have to change their password and their...
There'll be some of that, yes, ma'am. There'll be some changes. There always are. But, you know, the great thing about banking is a checking account's a checking account, a savings account is a savings account, CD's a CD, and a loan's a loan. Really, the only difference is the name on it and the packaging. So, again, we'll have all of the same products that we've always had. There will be a few changes. There always are. But we hope to minimize those to current to existing customers.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Is there a website where people can find more information?
Sure, Kat. You can go to our website, www.firstvictoria.com, or certainly access Prosperity Bank's website as well to find out information on both institutions.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Russell Marshall, President and CEO of First Victoria National Bank and FVNB Corp. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.